Are you guys all ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Put your mic a little closer, would you?
I'm ready to be breathing on it.
Are you sick?
No, just picking up on like
my breathing. We like to hear you breathy.
Yeah, everybody loves breathy.
Yeah. It brings in more viewers, listeners.
I mean, come on. We got it.
Yeah.
There
exactly.
It is. I've been hoping for that
need
the
that
whole time.
Voice, Pasha. You're the pretty one. Come on.
Jeez.
Oops, sorry, Julie.
With Julie, Pasha, and Maggie.
I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, I didn't. No, I'm good.
We're starting, by the way.
Where's your hat?
It's fallen. It fell off. Media Energy. The podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Big Labia Energy, episode 109. My name is Maggie. I am one of the hosts. There is Pasha and Julie, the other hosts. How are you, Pasha?
Great. How are you?
So good. How about you, Julie?
Amazing. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Welcome back. We took a bye week. We all ended up in jail, and now we're out. So
I know. We finally got that bail money.
Oh, thank God.
Took a while.
God, didn't it, though?
You
had to use your sultry voice to get us out.
Yeah.
What? Let's hear it.
I can't do it on command.
You can't do it on command. That's funny. Okay, I have questions. I've been waiting for this for, I don't know, 3 days now, 5 days now, okay. Something like that. On your Facebook, you took a dive into Wendy Williams.
Oh, yeah, the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tell me everything. And how did you go from a 2-hour dive to a 4-hour dive and not learn any more things?
Because I thought it was just 2 hours and I was like, oh, I got 2 hours. Well, honestly, I have a lifetime of hours. I have nothing going on in my life. I'm just a stay-at-home dog mom and they take care of themselves. So I thought it was 2 hours and I was like, okay. And then I had it on in the background as I normally do because I don't.
The Wendy Williams show? Is that what you had on?
No, it was the documentary on her. That,
oh, I didn't know there
was a documentary.
Yeah, there's a documentary
on her.
See, this is all things curious. What was it on?
On Finding Wendy Williams.
Like, no, what network?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, was she lost?
She's like in hiding or something. Like she's gone because they pulled her show and she's been drinking bottles of vodka a day.
Oh,
and
boy.
Yeah, it's not good.
Because she has dementia, isn't that
but
right?
But it's like alcohol-induced dementia.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
So she's a big drunk? Is that what happened?
Yeah, what is that called? Like Wernicke something when you have alcohol-induced dementia?
I do not know.
I don't know.
You should Google that. Okay, so she has alcohol-induced dementia. She's hiding. There's a documentary on her in hiding.
Well, I don't know that she's hiding, but she doesn't have a show anymore.
Well,
and
right.
So they're just like, what's going on with her? And she had all these guardianships and conservatorships.
Really?
And they're pulling people off of them and putting other people on. And it was just like kind of sketchy. And her eyes are the size of ping pong. But I've never seen eyes so big in my life.
I bet they're not as big as her boobs. Boom!
I don't know. They're
boom!
Amazing.
Roasted, Wendy.
So I watched 2 hours of it. I thought it was two hours.
Of the show.
Yeah, there was two episodes.
Got it.
Like episode and then episode. I was like, oh, all right. I guess we don't know what happens to Wendy Williams. And then there was like more episodes. I was like, what? Ugh. All right.
So
I got
we're going to find out. Or did you?
But I didn't really find out because I wasn't really paying attention.
Did you get to the end, though?
I did get to the end.
Okay.
And I didn't learn any more than I...
Because here's all
I wasn't
I know.
Really invested that much. I just wanted to feel like I know. Like, here's the thing. Like, I don't really care. I just like to be in people's business is how I feel.
Okay. Like that, I think that's valid.
That's kind of, like, I want to kind of know what's going on in pop culture, but I don't really give a shit.
Sure.
So.
This is all I know about Wendy Williams. She had a show.
Yeah.
I've seen her show because it's been on at work a few times, and I wondered how she got a show, and the only thing I could think of was giant boobs and long legs.
Do the guys at
does
work
she
watch
have
it?
Any talent? I mean, what? Where is her background? Was she a stripper? What? Does she come from talent?
I don't know. I know her husband cheated on her a couple times.
Okay.
Which I was like, that's just shitty all around. Like, and then have to go through this like public...
Yeah, it's got to be humiliating.
Yeah.
Yes, the boys watched Wendy Williams. They really? Watch soap operas. They watch the weirdest shit sometimes. I don't know.
Surprises me. Like, when I worked at Prudential, the women always watch soap operas at lunchtime, which I get. But the men?
Listen, they don't do it on purpose. They act like it just came on and someone forgot to turn the channel.
Like you turned it on. They're the only woman here turned it on. And I guess we're stuck watching it.
And I would rather have the television off, but they always have to be watching something when we're in the lunchroom. Okay, so you didn't really find out what's happening to her.
No.
When I watched her show and then I she went off the air for unknown reasons, and they had several guest hosts. Like each week they had a different guest host.
Yes.
So did they just replace her show with somebody else in a show, or is it still the Wendy Williams show?
I think they just got rid of it. See, I said, beginning, I was like, I don't even really care. Okay. I just want to say I watched it. And then I was trying to find out from Facebook if people would just tell me
what. Oh, that's what you were searching for. Got it. Yeah. The answers.
That's why I said I would open a Zoom room and we could all just discuss.
I like it. We still should. That'd be
it's
fun.
It's like Cliff Notes. Like, just give me the answer, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to say I read it, and then you just tell me, and then I'll feel better. Like, I'll feel like I'm more educated.
We do want the Cliff Notes version. Yeah. Do you know anything about Wendy Williams or the show or anything?
I figured out it's called Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome.
Okay.
Alcohol-induced dementia.
Ooh. Holy buckets. I wonder if that's what I'm getting.
You don't drink enough to get that. Suppose.
I'm trying.
Are you, though?
No.
It takes, like, two beers, and that's...
I know, and it's not very often, is it?
No.
No. Especially in winter.
I don't know much about her. I sometimes see clips of her show on my For You page on TikTok, and it's always her, like, saying out-of-pocket things.
Weird stuff?
Yeah.
Well, do you know how she got to get a show?
No idea.
Yeah, okay. I just wondered if she had any talent at all.
I think we can thank Oprah probably, because Oprah probably got a lot of people on TV. So let's just say Oprah.
Okay, we can just say Oprah, whether it's true or not.
Yeah, put an asterisk by it because we don't know.
Oh, shit, I forgot to be doing tags. Okay, anyways, yes. Hmm. But that I found fascinating, but I didn't want to comment because I wanted to talk to you about it. You know what I mean?
I'm glad someone looks at my face. I just put stuff on there and then I never come back to it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny. No.
She had a radio talk show.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which surprises me because she's all boobs. So you'd think that'd be somewhere visual.
Maybe they were like, you have the boobs for radio, so get some
boobs. Give the boobs for TV.
No, maybe she didn't. Maybe she had to get a boob job to be on TV. Or maybe she did have the boobs for radio. And
how do you get on radio, though? Did she go to, like, broadcasting school?
She was a shock jock, it says.
So... See, I feel like she had to have been in, like, porn or something, and then
it just says she built a devoted fan base.
She does.
Well, she's got big boobs. I mean,
no, she did
could
have
build
a lot
the
of people
same
that
kind of fan base. If I had big boobs,
you kind of have big boobs, don't you think?
I don't have Wendy Williams size.
No,
boobs.
But you have big boobs. They're bigger than mine.
Do you think I have big boobs?
They're bigger than mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not big boobs. They're just boobs.
Well, just because they're not Wendy Williams big doesn't mean they're not big.
All right.
Let's talk more about Maggie's boobs. Yeah. I like this. Oh my
God. Tell me again, what was the syndrome she had?
Wernicke-Korsakoff.
Oh, I'm going to spell that right.
Wernicke.
This is your spelling?
Yeah.
This
is a script.
Korsakoff.
No way. You're correct, you know.
I know.
Boom.
I wish she had the confidence to back that up.
What do you mean?
She does.
No, that's what that was sarcasm.
Oh, yeah.
Sarcasm on a different syllable. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is good to know. Now, you said you and your roommate were going to go see comedian Chad Daniels.
Yes.
Tell me everything.
So I got the tickets before my knee surgery. So I got tickets in the back row of Fitzgerald.
The very back row.
Yes, because I wanted him close to the end, and those were the ones that I could get close to the end. So we got back row there, which, I mean, I feel like every seat there is nice.
It's nice.
So we got there, and then they were taping. What I learned later from Margaret Chandelier was...
Was she there?
No, but she told me
okay.
that they were taping. Well, I knew they were taping when we got there, and the seats inside next to us were sectioned off. They were taping his Netflix special.
Okay.
And so right before the show started, the usher came up to us and she said, would you guys like to move to the front row? And
we're no.
Like, yeah. And we're like, what is happening right now? Because the only time that happened before was when we were seeing Tom Jones in Las Vegas.
No way.
Yeah. So we moved up to the front row.
No way. Yeah.
So we sat up there.
Do you think he'll be on camera and stuff?
I don't know.
I bet you will.
I don't know. So we
hilarious.
Moved to the front row and Nate Abshire opened and he was amazing.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah. He was really good. Like, yeah. So it was really fun. And then Chad was really awesome. It was a great show.
Okay.
It was those two, and I thought it was really awesome. And
how long do you do? Like an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And so, yeah. So I'm really excited about it. It was fun, and we had a great time, and we sat in the front row. I felt like a rock star. And
that's so funny that you're in the very last seat, and then you're in the very front seat. Hilarious. So,
I was like, I don't know which one of us is like the hot one that got moved up to be on camera. That's what I told my roommate. So
yeah, you.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. Because yeah. I was wearing a dress and everything.
You were wearing a dress?
I did wear a dress.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Can we post a picture of that?
Of my dress?
Yeah, of you in your dress.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun. So look for his Netflix special and you'll be in the front row.
Yeah.
Are you middle?
Yeah, a front middle. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, holding a white claw. I even had a white claw. I even had a drink. I was white woman drunk.
Why is that so funny to me? Did you just have the one white
claw? I did, because I didn't want to go Mad Island drunk and just be like conked out in the special.
Did your roommate have a white claw?
No, he had something else. I think he had Surly or some other beer.
Okay, yeah. Funny. Yep. Okay, so then now I have one more investigation.
Okay.
On your Facebook, you were actually, this was in a text thread, but I never really read it or paid attention. I just saw snippets that you were wasted at another bar.
What?
The text thread with you and me and Rachel and Jules.
Wait, what?
I don't remember that one.
Am I not supposed to say anything about it?
I don't know.
That?
What are you talking about?
You know our text thread with the...
When we play bingo?
Yeah.
Who said I was wasted? Wait, tell me.
Carter? You? I said, did you have a cardboard urn? And you said, I didn't need one.
What am I missing?
I don't know. Pasha, are you looking it up?
Yes.
Okay. Because I definitely feel that it was a wasted Julie vibe.
No, I just had that one shot.
Maybe I didn't read it right.
No.
Pasha?
Oh, you're thinking of cocktail school.
Okay.
Oh, cocktail school. Yes.
Tell me about cocktail school then.
Okay. So I signed us up for cocktail school at Flying Dutchman.
Okay.
Which was amazing. And there were 12 people there. And my roommate and I went to that. And so.
Will you please.
Flying Dutchman is like this little distillery in Eden Prairie. It's adorable. I love it so much. It's like my favorite place to go. I'm not a drinker, but I love this place. They make their own gin. They make agave, they make vodka, they make everything like that. So they have these incredible little drinks. So we went to cocktail school. So they, so there's 12 of us. So they pairs go behind the bar and make a drink.
Okay.
And then they make it.
Serve it?
Yep. And okay. So, yes. And so, yes.
Do they tell you what to make or do you?
Yep.
Okay.
So they explain the drink and what's in it and like
so
the
history.
So
you're having six drinks.
They're half drinks.
So you're having three doubles.
Three singles. Yeah, they were kind of close.
Okay.
But yeah, so it was good. So
wait a minute.
I volunteered on the, you want to do the math?
Yes. Three half drinks.
Okay.
Okay.
So I volunteered us on the second drink.
No, six half drinks. Shit.
I was looking at you waiting for you to realize.
I thought you said three drinks. So we
whatever.
Did. I volunteered us on the second
round
because I knew like two is my limit. Like,
so you probably better get up there before I'm too drunk.
Yes.
To do
okay.
It.
Yes.
I like it.
So, so we go behind the bar and they're like doing it. And then I'm telling the one guy, it was like a man and a woman, their boyfriend and girlfriend. And I'm like, why aren't you yelling at us? Like, we're on bar rescue. Like, He's like, because I don't own this place, so I don't care as much. But I kind of go. And then they like take, like, use your phones and like take some picture and video and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so
then, now, are these fancy, difficult drinks to make, or is it just like vodka on the rocks?
Like, the one we had was like vodka and pomegranate juice and coconut milk and lime. It's delicious.
Some funness.
Yeah. They're all kind of fun and stuff like that. So then they do that, and then there was another round after, and then the guy, there's two guys next to us that were single guys that just came in, and then, so we're like hanging out with them, and then the one guy next to us wanted to buy us another drink, and I was already like, nope. That's when that's when you got the picture, like I had my hood up, and like the face was like beet red and stuff like that, and I looked like I was in a...
I knew there was something, Julie.
Yeah, I was in a poker tournament. Like, that was poker.
You look kind of like a Care Bear.
Yes, in that exactly. Yes, yes.
But it's adorable.
Yes.
It's adorable.
So, yeah.
It's like you had portrait mode on and the lighting was perfect. And
Yeah. But it's a really fun, like, it was a fun, like, thing to do as a couple because, like, you get to learn stuff and you get to hang out.
About drinks and stuff?
Yeah, they teach you how the whole process is. Works and the stuff in there, and then they give you discounts on like we bought a kit for one of the drinks.
How much does cocktail school cost to do?
I think it's anywhere from 85 up, depending on
per couple or per person.
Per person.
Why would the price differ?
Because if you buy a kit or whatever, So 85, and then if you buy a kit, like, it's you add on more.
Okay.
But you get sort discounts like on the kit.
When we did iFly, and then we got video.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. Okay. Like, it's an add-on.
Is that something you'd want to do?
The cocktail school?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
We'd do it again.
I mean,
really
I feel like we'd have to take an Uber, but
yeah,
I think it'd be really fun.
So I've been wanting to get in it for a while because I only do it like once.
Is there a wait list for cocktail school?
Well, that was the thing. Like, it fills up super fast. And so when I saw it come out, I'm like, I'm just freaking signing up. Like, I don't care how my knee is or whatever. And that was the other thing. Like, I have McCain there and I'm like hobbling behind the bar and stuff. But it's super fun. And it's like, they only keep it, they said usually 10, but they did 12 people. So
how fun.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. I needed a clarification on that one.
Yeah, it's fun.
And what have you been watching?
What have I been watching?
Besides Finding Wendy Williams or whatever that was called.
What have I been watching? That's a good question. I got to be watching something. Oh, I've been watching season 2 of Life and Beth.
Tell her the news you knew. Tell her the news you knew.
What news about what?
The news about what's getting filmed here.
Oh, Love is Blind is getting filmed here. Like, now.
The next season.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I can't wait to see the cast list. I wonder if there's some sort of fuckboy on there that I've dated before.
Oh, is that the one that season 6 is off the rails?
I don't know.
I think I was talking about this with
I only saw one season of Love is Blind. Did you see it?
No, I see it on TikTok.
Yeah. Did you see it?
I figured
was a show you'd be all over.
No, I feel like I watched season 1 and I was like, okay, but I feel like I was talking about this with my wax lady and she was telling me that she watched season 6 and it was off the chain, if that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Is that the most recent one?
Yeah.
Where the lady was like, I look like Megan Fox.
Yes, I think it might be. And I think that's why she watched it, was because everyone was talking about it and she said she was hooked by on that first episode.
I think that they should have, like, someone like me on there.
What do you mean?
Like, just as a mole, or as, like, a, like, I'll talk, like, yeah, I look like Megan Fox. And then I come out, and I'm a 50-year-old Butch Dyke. Right? And love isn't blind then. Then we prove it. No?
But what if it is? Then you're stuck. And joke's on you.
Yeah.
Is it blind the other way?
I can't risk that.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Uh-uh.
In this scenario, are you and I still together Love is Blind?
Listen, this is a far-fetched scenario.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. This is an acting job. This would not be an accurate portrayal of looking for love because I have clearly already found it.
Oh, okay.
Did I dodge that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of that YouTube, I was watching a show called that I just stumbled upon, Couple to Thruple. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, it is amazing. It's on Peacock.
Up.
Yes. Yes.
What?
So couples go to this island and then there's a bunch of singles and then they like pick a single. Yeah.
Shut.
Yes.
What is it on?
I think it's on Peacock.
That's the next show we're watching.
Yes.
I'll write it down.
Watch
Couple to Thruple.
Oh my gosh. I was like,
well, we talk about becoming a thruple all the time.
Yeah, so watch it. So some of them are like all men, and some of them are like two guys and a girl. Like,
no
watch it.
Yeah. Way.
Yes.
That's crazy.
It's amazing.
Wow.
It is amazing.
See, I'd rather watch that than Love After Lockup.
Love After Lockup.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of your favorites.
I love during Lockup. Now I started on Prison Brides. Have you seen that one?
No. Please explain. Yep. Prison Brides
is like Love After Lockup, but it's like women that are coming from other countries mostly that are beautiful. Like, most of them are stunning.
Are they coming here just to marry an inmate?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Like, what are they thinking?
They're not. Clearly, they're not.
How are you? I don't. And how do you go through the process of getting like a green card and everything when you haven't even met your?
It's a lot like Love Is Blind, except they're really troubled.
Yeah, but like, have you watched like, what is it, 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah.
All the shit and like rigmarole they have to go through to even get a green card.
Yeah.
Proving how well they know each other, that they live together, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I watched one season of that.
How can you do that when you've never even met your partner in person because they're in jail?
Are they like mail order brides?
I don't know, but the women on there are like, all of them are so pretty.
Really?
That I'm just like, what is happening? I mean, and not to say the men aren't good looking either, and they look like good looking couples, but it's like the one guy, he got out of jail, he found a job, and she was really proud of him. But then he decided he wanted to pursue his art. And not just like pursue it on the side, but then he just like wanted to quit his job and pursue his art.
And so then he had to turn to a life of crime to support himself.
Well, he just got a lease on an apartment, and then he just quit his job, and now he's going to be an artist. But
does
like,
this woman work or anything? Can she? I mean,
well, she had gone back home to like tie up loose ends or whatever.
Yeah.
And so she's over there, and he's over here quitting his job with the
who's paying his rent?
Exactly. That's exactly.
The state.
I don't think
the county.
People think of that because they've been in jail so long, and I don't think they have like. They think.
Isn't
like,
that part of the rehabilitation process?
I don't think people get real about. It's like when people come back from war. I think they just like dump people and are like, "All right, here you go." Yes. Like,
that's
I don't
scary.
Think we have the. Yeah, that's what I don't think.
I think once we put Trump back in office, we'll get all that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. I did see a big like. Like stacked high truck yesterday on 494.
Yeah.
And it had Trump 24 on the back window in tape. Like he literally taped himself in white tape. And I was like, yep, that's what we're getting with Trump. Is that?
I mean, that's the poster child right there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you make that clicking sound. That's exactly what he's got. And he's loading up the ammo. And,
oh my gosh.
Oh, jeez. So, yeah.
Well. We're a country.
Mm-hmm. We're a country. We don't have to be united. We're just a country.
I mean,
I always thought that we should just like split. Like, if you're right wing, you go to the right side. If you're left wing, you go to the left side.
That's
and
funny.
If you're like
in the
moderate,
middle?
You just stay in the middle. Like, we just like
that's
just
funny.
Like a game. Like everyone just
yeah.
Like,
but then all the right wingers would be in New York, and New York would be a terrible city.
Well,
we need the dreamers and the lefties in New York.
All right. Well, then it depends on if you're looking at the map or if you're standing on the map, which is right.
Oh, all right.
Then you do.
Why
that.
Don't we just put the lefties on the coasts
That's
and
fine.
The righties in the middle?
That's fine. We okay. could put all the people that are like really
on
the
outside.
They
love the country and shooting things. And they don't need, they need more room. They need more space.
Yeah.
We need lots less because we can live amongst each other.
Yeah. There you
in
go.
A friendly fashion.
You should run for president.
Okay.
You should what?
Run for president.
Maggie for prez. Maggie for your prize.
Just on that platform.
I don't. I have too many skeletons in my clear closet.
You don't have any skeletons.
I don't?
No.
All right.
And you have good boobs, so you probably get a...
Agreed.
I'll at least get a talk show.
Yeah.
Maybe I need the talk show first, yeah, and then
there you go.
Presidency.
Let's get you a talk show.
Well, Oprah had that. She's not president yet.
Good.
You don't want Oprah as president?
No.
Why?
I don't think she'd make a good president.
Trump or Oprah?
Fine.
Why? Do you think she's not like cutthroat enough or what?
I don't think... I don't know how to put it in.
Is it her followers? Now. Is that it?
No, it's, she's so like. Out of touch with reality.
Yeah, I feel you there. She is on her own island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she just keep making lists of her favorite things that nobody can buy. Here's a $1,000 throw pillow.
Oh, that's really funny. Pillows for America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More cars for everyone.
Yeah.
Woo. You get a car. You get a car. Stella, you get a car.
You don't even have a license, Stella.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Okay. What else was I going to ask you?
So many questions. I'm glad someone looks at my Facebook.
It's funny because I never, like, I don't have time to, like, comment or even really like it.
She's too busy. She doesn't have she that read. Fraction of a second to tap
click,
the
but
screen.
She can read the...
But I do glance. I do glance.
I use my speed reading skills that I got at my private school. To
stop it. You're killing me. You know that I got straight D's in private school.
Did you really?
Yes. I was a horrible student in high school.
I was in top 10% of my class.
See? And so there
he
you
was
have
right
it.
In the middle of those.
Were you like a C-plus student?
B, C,
some, right in the middle. She couldn't even figure out middle.
She's obviously the D student. Yes.
Listen, at least I can. Okay, if you take the D. Yes, I'm a D student. Yes, I've calculated that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You guys are such goofballs.
I love it so much.
Are we getting ready for Mad Island again?
Yes. Oh, should we talk about drag bingo? How much fun that was?
Let's talk about that.
That was so much fun.
Even though we didn't fucking win in that one table.
He must have won 10 times.
But he bought us a shot.
Yeah. What was his name? Randy or
I don't know.
Kelly or
was he? Did he even tell us his name?
Yeah, he did. Oh. I can't remember it. It was something
it's probably
like Randy.
Jeff or something.
Some that was so
stupid,
fun.
Stupid, dumb name.
That was a blast.
We had a good time, didn't we?
Yes.
Well, that was my beginning of not getting times right, and I showed up an hour early thinking that was the correct time.
And
so
and
I just
drinking?
Saddled up to the bar and had a drink.
I love it. And then we saw Jakey.
What am I
going
to do? Go home, turn around, come back?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jakey Emmert was there.
That was fun. My neighbor wants to go now, too.
Yeah, and I somebody else, Jason Schomer, said he wants to go next
time.
Oh,
really?
Too. Yeah, that'd be really fun, too. So we should go again, a group of us.
Yeah, for sure. I'd go anytime. Carter had a blast.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
What was the lady's name?
Domestica? Duronica?
Rustina.
Yeah. Oh, she was sweet, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was the best.
Yeah. Rustina.
Yeah.
I said, do they call you Rust-Oleum? And she goes, no. I was like, oh, I was just trying to make a joke.
Mm-hmm. You're like,
I'm
a professional comedian.
Rarely land, to be honest with you. Sometimes, but not very often.
I love it so much. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, so we're going to go to Mad Island? Is that the plan?
Yeah, now we...
Do you need a moment? Are you having a stroke? What's going on?
We
do
might
I
not
need
be
to call
going
911?
Let's plan it around your stroke because you told the story about how expensive it is to get back to mainland. So let's plan around your stroke. How about the all women's sports bar?
Oh, I want to go to that so
yes,
bad.
Yes, I do too.
Where is it?
It's in the Seaward neighborhood.
Seaward neighborhood?
Camden?
What?
Is it Camden? Or
I thought it was Seaward.
Cunt?
Yeah, that one.
Seaward? Seaward.
What's it called again?
Seaward.
Seaward.
Seaward. Oh my God. Are you having a stroke?
Oh my God.
What is going on?
I'm so out of touch. I live in the suburbs. I'm sorry.
That was hilarious.
Isn't it called like a bar of their own?
Yes. Yes. Something like that. Yeah.
It's like a league of their own. Yes. Right. A bar of their own.
Yes.
Well,
2207 Franklin. Yeah, we gotta go.
I saw on the news.
Seaward.
Seaward. I saw on the news that opening day was today or yesterday or something, and they were lined up around the block. You had to get there hours early to get in, even.
It looks amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How wonderful. And they only have big old screens of women's sports.
Yeah. Yes. I think they said on the news, one of the owners said, that they were trying to, I don't know what year it was last year or whenever, they were trying to watch a women's, like the Gopher softball game, because they were in like regionals or national, and they were trying to watch it around here, and the bars weren't playing it, and they're like, we're like a mile away from U of M, and you're not showing the show or whatever.
That's
like
crazy.
How are you not watching the sport? Like, this is like a huge deal for women's softball, and you're not showing it.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Because we watch that at home, like when it's that time of year, we always watch women's.
Do you think that it's a high percentage of lesbians at that bar?
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Why?
I think it's all men. No, of course it is.
My heart sank when you said that.
I was a little scared.
Of course it's going to be a lot of lesbians. I mean,
they love sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we love sports.
Yeah.
That would be fun. We should go to that. We should go to Drag Bingo again. Is there any other bucket items you want to do? As a podcast.
We should get Julie to go to iFly.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
We still have return trip tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should do a live podcast show somewhere sometime.
I think it'd be way too loud in there to be talking while we're doing
it. What if we did it in the women's sports bar?
Somewhere, though. It doesn't have to be anywhere. We could even do it downstairs at the...
But let's try to do it at the women's sports bar.
Do you think they'd let us? They probably have enough.
We just have to ask them. This is a very female podcast. They would be
look around. We're all women.
Do you know the title of this? Do you know how big our labia is between the three of us? Huge. We have 24 feet of labia between the three of us.
Did you do the math on that?
Yeah, we'll roll out more if we need to.
If we have to, we will cut it up.
Ooh. How did you go there?
I'm not sure. Scares me a little.
Yeah.
I will reach out to them. Okay. I will do homework and see if we can do that.
Okay.
Because that would be really fun. Yeah. And even if we don't do it there, I agree we should do a live episode.
I think
with
it'd be
background
really fun.
Noise and bars and clinking.
Yeah.
And yeah, that'd be fun.
Clinking.
Yeah.
But do we invite our fans?
Of course.
I mean, our fan.
Yeah.
Our fan.
Just kidding.
I know two fans.
We have some listeners now.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah. It's funny.
I think, our biggest listener, my friend Krista? From high school?
It might be. And I have a friend, Kristen, that listens. And Jules listens.
Yep.
Yep. So,
everyone and their mother has a podcast. So, to get traction and listeners is actually quite a feat. Because anyone can do this. And they do.
Way too many men do
it. We should find clips from terrible podcasts.
And then do what with them?
Play them on our podcast and make fun of them. Yeah. I don't know.
Can we do that? Is there copyright things?
No, if you're just analyzing. I mean, that's like a sports commentator showing the sports and telling about the sports.
Please consult our legal team before you...
Sounds good.
Okay.
We don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
I suppose. We don't really have a budget for that.
I did that with another comedian video. My friend and I, and we got in trouble.
What? Tell me everything.
So we were playing videos of people that we thought were funny, comedians that we thought were funny from YouTube.
Yeah.
And I did one of Fortune Feimster, and then Tom Papa sent me a thing and told me to take it down or I would get sued.
Why?
Because it was from a show, apparently, or something.
Were you making fun of her?
No, we were just commenting on how we thought it was funny, because it was hit from his show, he said,
take it down.
We didn't have the rights to it and stuff like that.
Jeez.
And I was like, well, it was on YouTube. I just thought,
I feel like that stuff, it gets murky, but I'm like, The more people that like see this, the better. Usage that's thing. What I thought.
That's what I thought too. That's
we do need to consult legal.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Consult legal because I just thought fair usage and was on YouTube and whatever.
Yeah.
So I totally misunderstood how that works. So
we should get some clarification. You guys read your contracts this year, okay?
I will.
Do I have a contract?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
It's like this.
I wish you guys could see what Maggie did.
I licked my lip. That was fun.
That's fun.
All right, you guys. Okay, this is exciting. We're going to go do a live episode somewhere. We're going to bring you to iFly. What yes. are you going to do?
Pressure's on you, Pasha. Do something quick.
Your face.
Take a nap. I don't know.
You're going to enroll in a spelling bee against some kids.
Yeah. I'll kick ass on a spelling bee.
I forgot about your spelling bee.
Like the bad words.
Let me find you.
That movie, Bad Words, or whatever.
You talk amongst yourself. I'm going to find it.
Talk amongst yourselves. Did you see that movie, Bad Words?
I don't think so.
Jason Bateman. Wasn't he in a spelling bee against some kids, I think?
Jason Bateman in a spelling bee. I don't know.
I can only remember parts of stuff.
Are you looking for a spelling bee word for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you look on?
Oh, there it is. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't look it up.
I'm not.
Oh, all right.
Facebook open.
Why?
I'm not Googling.
You guys are really bad at talking amongst yourselves while I find it.
That's because I had a check. I have 2 new pen pals this week and I had a check.
Really? Yeah. Tell me everything. How are they?
They're delightful. I really like them.
Where are they from?
One's from the East Coast and one's from the West Coast.
Wow.
Yeah.
They must be liberal.
I like to balance them out. They are.
Cute.
Yeah. Oh, and also I'm now an 8-time dom. I don't know how I keep getting asked to
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. 8 times?
Yes. What is happening?
How?
I don't know. I don't know. My bio says 50-something woman from the Midwest. I don't know how.
That must be really sexy to some.
And then we just start talking, and then it's like we get into it. I don't know what happens.
You are something else.
And then when I tell my roommate, he's like, "We'll make that one more that wants to be dommed." <It's> like, I'm not domming you. Go away.
Wow.
You had your chance.
You had your chance.
Yeah, just come on.
You'd think that I could find spelling bee words quicker than this, but
you can't find a spelling bee word. Disingenuous.
Oh, spell it.
Disingenuous.
I gotta find it. Well, I just threw it out there, but I gotta find the word.
Disingenuous.
Is that right?
Yes.
Ding. Okay, I got one for you.
Okay.
Acrimonious.
Acrimonious.
Nope.
Acrimonious.
There you go. Yeah. You did.
Did I skip the O by accident? I was picturing it. Sorry. Okay.
Do you have any more, Julia, or are we done?
We can be done.
Okay. Right now, we should probably.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Oh.
This American table. Don't have time to cook, but think farm-to-table delivery services are out of touch with reality? Try This American Table. It's pretty much a steady rotation of mac and cheese, frozen pizza, and Chinese takeout, all without leaving the house or lifting a finger. This American Table. Now that's food.
Thank you to This American Table.
Sounds delicious.
Do you guys want mac and cheese again?
Yeah.
I want it all just heaped in a bucket. You know,
well, you know how they do those cooking videos where they moosh it around right on the counter?
Yes.
We're going to eat mac and cheese like that.
But let's not clean it off because
I think... No, why would you?
The germs will help with your...
That's called made with love.
And it helps the immune system if you get all those germs in.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to fight fire with fire.
That was in the 70s, you guys.
All right, ladies. We're going to wrap it up.
Okay. It's time for mac and cheese.
Let's do
it. Mac and cheese.
Pour it right on the fucking table. Pasha is on TikTok, Kamami, K-A-M-A-M underscore I. Julie Bain is the Baniac. And I'm Maggie Ferris, Extreme Maggie on everything. Thank you for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.
Later, skater. He's just a skater boy.
I was going to say that, dum-dum.
See you later, boy. I
start thinking like,
you're a skater boy.
Maybe I am.
Fine.
Bye.
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 Bye.